Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women. I love bringing my listeners conversations that will inspire them to believe in the power of possibility, to believe in the goodness of life, you know, that happiness, joy, is all within reach, are all within reach. And guess what we're talking about today? Happiness. And I don't know about you, but for many years in my life, it was elusive. I kept going, well, maybe if I do this or see this person, or everything was projected outside myself. So, of course, what would happen is I was always searching for happiness. I was always chasing it. And today we're going to be talking with a good friend of mine, Christy Ling, a happiness strategist, about this important topic and how her vision of what happiness is and how we can really rethink it to attract it into our lives. So Christy Ling is a happiness strategist, internationally known life and business coach, best-selling author, and inspirational speaker who works with individuals and organizations on building a firm foundation for lasting happiness and success. She has been featured in, God, the list could go on, but it's numerous media outlets, Women's Day, Oxygen, Entrepreneur, Mashable, Reader's Digest, Women's Health, and I'm excited to say also Aspire Magazine. Her popular TEDx talk on the power of rethinking happiness has been shared across social media and has appeared as a keynote speaker for major companies and events. Her first book, Operation Happiness, the three-step plan to creating a life of lasting joy, abundant energy, and radical bliss, was chosen by Success Magazine as one of the best books of 2016 to make you successful. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, Linda. I'm so glad to be here with you.
I always love partnering, playing, having conversations with you. You know I've been following your work for a long time, and we've collaborated in many ways, but your message has always been something that has drawn me in. And when I remember when we first chatted and you were about to write your book, I was like, yes, this is so needed. So let's talk about happiness today, because your work is to encourage people to rethink happiness, right, in order to create more of it. But what does that mean, to rethink happiness?
Well, what I realized in my own journey, which was roughly about 10 years or so, until I reached a big turning point where I really found what the true keys were. And I realized that a lot of the things that we traditionally hear or are taught about happiness weren't quite on the money. There were some things missing that were very important missing links and keys that I, when I realized how important they were, that they were really the breakthroughs that that I myself and so many people were looking for, I wanted to shout them from the rooftops. And so that's essentially what I did when I started blogging and speaking about it. And you know, I ruffled a few feathers because a lot of the things I was saying was not what you would traditionally hear from the people who are experts on happiness. For example, you know, there's this quote that goes around that I hear all the time, and we've all heard it all the time, that happiness is a choice, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a choice. It is much more than that, because, you know, I can choose to have $1 million in my bank account tomorrow, but if I don't go out and buy a lottery ticket or take some sort of action in my business that is, you know, divinely sent or whatever it may be, if I don't take action, then that's not going to happen. And happiness is much the same way. It's not just something that you can magically wave a magic wand and choose and make happen. It's action that's required to make it happen. And there are certain actions that we can take. There are certain perspective changes that we can make to more actively bring more happiness and peace within our lives and within ourselves. And so when I started talking about that and kind of going against what the traditional sayings were about happiness, people started to listen. And the other one too, that happiness is just within. Well, yes, that is true. It is created within ourselves, and it's something we feel within our hearts and our own peace. But it is not just within only. We know that our circumstances and external things can contribute or take away from happiness. And a great example of that is clutter, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all know physical clutter can drain our happiness. Is physical clutter internal? No, it's not. So, you know, really breaking away from some of those myths about happiness and taking action and taking charge of your own happiness makes all the difference. And that's what I wanted to do in my work, was show that to people and show them the specific ways to do it.
So what are the benefits of changing the way that we view it?
Well, one of the ones, the biggest ones that I talk about, and I talk about this in my TED Talk too, is to change the way we look at happiness, to see it not just as something we feel, but as something we do. And that's huge. And so for me, when I realized, oh, wow, you know, because, you know, I struggled with depression and anxiety and even more so than that, a sense of overall mediocrity about my life for so long, on and off, you know, all through my teens and 20s and into my early 30s, until I demanded something more, until I knew there had to be a different way to be, and I was determined to find it. And so, you know, every now and then I still fall into those days even where I'll wake up and just feel blah. But what I learned and what I know now that changed everything was that when I feel that way, I think, okay, my happiness is my responsibility, and I need to take action to bring it back. Same with inner peace. Same with just feeling content with your life. And so now when I'm feeling that way, I get up and I take action. And it's so funny because everyone says, well, what's the action? Well, it's different for everybody, and it could be a variety of things. It doesn't have to be something big and epic. It could be something like vacuuming your house.
So it's just taking action on what you're feeling in that moment, or the inspiration that comes. Is it just the part of taking action?
Well, yes, it's a combination of things. So there are scientific studies, you know, behind this that says when you get up and do physical things, or when you clean, right? You clean your kitchen or you clean your house. There is, you know, there are changes in your brain that happen, and there's a sense of satisfaction within that boosts happiness. So different actions that boost our spirits and our happiness are different for anybody. Some people it's exercise. I personally think for everybody, exercise is a huge happiness booster. And exercise is something that you have to physically do, even if it's just going for a 15-minute walk outside and getting the fresh air and connecting with nature. I mean, how much of a booster is that? But it requires doing it. So, and that, you know, these are things that inspire changes to the chemistry in your brain. These are things that inspire changes in your circulation. And they're also things that inspire changes within your soul, and spark joy, as the famous book says, right? So, you know, it really is about something that you do rather than just something that you sit around and feel.
And I really embrace this, because for a long time I would focus on my feelings. Well, I'm not happy today, right? Thinking right. That it's like something that I, for myself, I feel like I can create it, but I can't just stay stuck in my feelings. If we stay in our feelings, we're always waiting for happiness to come. But you're saying take action to kind of instill it.
That's right. And it really does. It's like putting a nail into a project that you're working on, like if you're wood crafting. It's making it solid. It's putting it into place. And there is a famous, very well-known Buddhist concept, which essentially is do something different. So when you want to change the energy that's happening within yourself, whether you're feeling sad or anxiety or just kind of blah for the day or stressed out, if you want to change that energy, do something different. Get up from where you are. Do something that will distract you or that brings you joy or something simple or something good for your health. You know, even something small as drinking a green juice or having a salad or as I mentioned, going for a quick walk outside. There are little tiny things that you can do too. So step outside for 2 minutes and allow the sunshine to penetrate your skin and your eyes, you know, open up your eyes to reaching, to receiving that sunlight. That changes chemicals in your brain that also boost your happiness and your joy. So there are little tools that we can learn to do that are actions that will, they're almost like brain hacks, right? We're hacking our own brain to make ourselves feel more at peace and happier. And when you learn what all those brain hacks are, and there are many of them in my book, then you can start creating habits out of them. And when you create those little happiness habits, those boosters that lift you out of those funks, it is miraculous the change you can create in your life.
Well, you and I, as well as many of your readers of Operation Happiness, know it works because we've done it. And like you, I suffered with anxiety and depression in my younger years, so I had to find tools, you know, you call them the mindset hacks, but I had to find tools to help me shift out of that. So I love that your book is a place, a go-to place that anyone that's struggling with this can go to, because you don't have to struggle with this. There are tools, and as you call them, hacks, to shift it. And
that's right.
Yeah, but when you're going through it, and I'll speak for myself before we jump over to break, Christy. When you're in it, when you're not happy, you feel like there is no other way, because it's like almost like your mind's playing tricks. Well, if there was another way, then I'd be happy. And you're saying, well, if you're just waiting for it to happen, it's not going to do these action steps. And
right.
But I think when you're in it and you're unhappy, you can't see it. And that's what I love about your book, is puts it right in front of them. Listen, you're stuck right now. You don't have to be. Happiness is within reach. And then you give them the steps to you know, I call it like a reboot. It's like you're rebooting.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's funny. We use these tech terms. There's another funny one that I always say is, don't you wish you had a button in your brain, just like on the computer, that you could push that said clear recent history?
Oh, yes, I would. And I love that, and I love the analogy. And when we come back from a break, I want to talk more about, I know you must get this question all the time, is it possible to be happy all the time? We'll talk about that and so much more when I come back from break with Christy Ling of ChristyLing.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is happiness strategist Christy Ling of ChristyLing.com. All right, Christy, I know you must, you know, write in a book called Operation Happiness. You must be getting asked all the time, is it really possible to be happy all the time? What do you say?
I do get that question often, and I address this in the book as well. You know, we're all human beings, and we're not manufactured to be happy all the time. You have to have a range of emotions to feel life, you know, and I always call scars, whether they're physical or emotional, part of living a full and happy life. Those dark days and those things that happen to us that we learn from that are painful are part of a full, happy life. That is sort of a profound thought when you think about it. So, you know, no, it's not possible to feel joyful and happy 24/7 all the time, because if it were, we would be robots. And we're not robots. We're human beings. But, you know, part of that is knowing when there is a valid reason for the way you're feeling. If you're going through a breakup, or you just, you know, lost someone you love, or just, you know, maybe a big change happened in your job that you're not happy about, allow yourself that space to feel those feelings. And then, you know, when you're ready, when you feel up for it, start thinking about the actions you can take to lift yourself out of that and move forward. And, you know, that's really what it's about. So the skill of happiness, and I do call it a skill, because all of these things that you learn, that's part of a skill, also involves the skill of being able to lift yourself out of funks. But at the same time, the art of knowing when to allow yourself to be there for a little bit, when your mind and your soul is sending you messages about the way you're feeling or the way you need to take action about something that's happening in your life. So there's a funny story that I tell in the book. You know, we all have been there where we've had those dark, dark days when we've been going through something and we just don't even feel like getting out of bed, let alone taking any sort of happiness action, right? So there was one day when I was going through my divorce, which was so heartbreaking and devastating. And I just could barely move. I woke up and I just felt like my bones had been shattered. And I know we've all been there. I know we've had those moments. And I was thinking to myself, how do I get out of this? How do I just move the needle, you know, one inch? And I thought, well, I'm going to get sick if I keep letting myself just be this way. And I don't want to get sick on top of feeling awful. So I forced myself to put on some sweats and flip-flops and go down the street to this little vegan cafe and get myself a green juice. And that's, I gave myself permission to only do that on that day. I said, if you do nothing else today, if you stay in bed all day, just go get this green juice. And so I did. And it's funny, the things that we have to learn from taking tiny actions, because my heart was so broken. And I was like, how am I going to let go of all this? How am I going to move forward? I couldn't even see it. I was just in a cloud. So I walk into the cafe and I didn't even have the energy to read the menu. Have you ever felt that way, that you didn't even have the energy to read a paragraph or a menu?
Yes, you're just so disconnected and in your pain body.
Yes, that's exactly it. I mean, I could barely walk, let alone read a menu. So I said to the girl behind the counter, I said, do you have a green juice that has kale and apple and ginger? And she said, oh, yes, we do. It's called the Learn to Let Go.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
Talk about a message from the divine.
Oh, it was. And all of a sudden, I stood up and my entire energy felt different. And I even smiled a little bit at the irony, you know, for the first time in weeks. And she looked at me like I must be crazy. She's like, who is this girl having this strange reaction? And I said I would take two. got one for that moment and one for later in the day. But I received the message. I kind of just walked out of the cafe and looked up and said, okay, I've got it, you know. But if I hadn't have taken that tiny action, it wouldn't have led to all of those things that really lifted me out of that horrible place I was in that moment. And it doesn't mean I didn't fall back into it a few more times. while I was going through what I went through, but it made the path, you know, faster. It's like if you break your leg and you don't take any action to fix that break, the bone isn't going to grow back, right? It's going to take forever to heal. But if you take the actions, the small actions, you see the doctor, you get it set, you put the cast on, it's going to heal faster and stronger. And, you know, heartbreak or depression or things we're going through in our life, the same concept can apply. And, you know, I want to say there too, there are some people that suffer from severe forms of depression that are chemical or, you know, they're from imbalances, even hereditary imbalances. And I've had a little bit of that in my life too. I've had some things I've had to deal with. But these things can all help that too. And, of course, work with your doctor, talk to your professionals, but I'm telling you, I've been there and I've even tried medication for depression when I was in my 20s. Nothing ever worked as well as all of these strategies and these mindsets.
And what I love is it puts the, I don't even like the word control, knowing that these mindset hacks are here and in the book, it's almost like it empowers me as an individual. Right. And like you,
yes.
I've taken medication back in my 20s and 30s to deal with the anxiety I used to have. But what I've learned now is I like to be empowered. Give me a tool. Let me try something that I have the power to shift something. That's life changing to me. Instead of feeling as if I have no control over my happiness or anything else in my life. So for me, that's a big one, too. It just feels empowering to have something where, okay, I'm going to try this. Like you said, you did one baby step, which was walking down there in your flip-flops to get your green drink.
But you
took action. Everyone's action step or mind hack will be different, but you won't know unless you try them and go down. For me, it's like you, and I know from our personal conversations, we've compiled a heck of a treasure chest filled with spiritual and mindset tools over the years because we knew we wanted to shift areas of our life. So the more tools, like Christy's talking about, the tools offered in Operation Happiness, the more tools you have at your disposal, I find that the faster you can shift through things, whether it's what we're talking about today, happiness, this fits into every aspect of your life.
That's right. In fact, in the book, I call it your happiness toolbox. And the happiness toolbox is a little different for everyone. But when you start practicing and learning the skill of happiness and you learn what works for you, then those things that work for you, you put them in your happiness toolbox and they're there to create habits with or to reach into and grab when you know you need them. And you're right. When you have been working on this for quite a while, you become pretty good at it. And isn't it amazing the light that comes into your life when you build your happiness toolbox?
It's powerful because I know it's like I'm a very visual person. I can see it in my mind's eye. I can see this box and I kind of dig my way through like, oh, I need a guided meditation today or I need this. But this is what I loved when you told me you were going to even write the book. And then, of course, when you published it, it was these are steps. These are processes that work and she's going to share them with us. That was I think that's what makes your book really stand out. It wasn't just It wasn't just talking about the conversation. It was giving action steps, empowering people to take, to feel empowered in their own life.
Well, and that was so important to me. And it was why I felt such a deep divine urge to write this book. Because I, in my own journey, took so many classes and I read so many books on happiness and neuroscience and, you know, everything I could get my hands on. And I had yet to find something that really put it all into simple terms and also was really relatable to me, especially as a woman, you know. And so I thought, well, how can I write a book that shares all these things that I've discovered that no one's talking about? And all these action steps, but also make it relatable and real to women so that they can enjoy reading the book while they're learning these steps. And I came up with this idea of creating a book that's kind of a hybrid. So it's part memoir and part personal development how-to. So it reads like a memoir with a lot of personal stories in it and things that women can relate to that they might have been through also, as, you know, things I've been through in my own life. And the stories that I went through that led me to discovering each action step are woven in there. And then, of course, there's bullet points and how-tos and instructions. So I'm really proud of the book because it's, I've heard people call it like the beach read that can change your life.
Ooh, I love
it. I like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm really proud of that. And I kind of like that. So I'm really proud of the fact that it's a fun read, an interesting and engaging read on top of just, you know, the bullet points and the learning tools, because I read so many books that were just full of science and studies and bullet points, and sometimes they can bore you to tears.
Yeah, I personally don't process that way. I love personal stories, and I love the intimacy of how deep you shared your own journey. That's how I learn. That's how I absorb, and that's how I feel that we connect on a more intimate level with each other, you know, from
Me
author
too.
To reader. Yeah, so that's, you know I've loved your work for a long time, so I loved how you blended it. And when we come back from our break, Christy, I want to talk about, there's something else that you talk about a lot, and that I think it flips things for some people. It's that happiness leads to success, and not that success leads to happiness. And if you're like me, and maybe Christy will agree, I know I was one that chased success thinking, okay, when I get there, whatever the heck there is, then I'll be happy. And we're going to talk about that in a moment, and I'll be back with Christy Ling of ChristyLing.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Take the first step to radically transform your life and business. Being an entrepreneur takes courage. Forging a path that is uniquely yours can feel scary and alone. But here's a secret. You're not alone. Life and business coach Marianne McKenzie, founder of the Real Woman in Business program, is an expert at guiding women who want to create radically engaged lives and businesses. Marianne knows that successful businesses and the creative minds that run them require more than just knowledge. They require self-awareness, a success mindset, winning strategy, and a tribe of other real women. Marianne coaches heart-centered entrepreneurs to expand and engage their personal lives and passionately grow their businesses. Visit MarianneMcKenzie.com today to join us. You don't have to walk alone.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Christy Ling, the author of Operation Happiness. All right, Christy, are you going to flip things on their head again? Because you believe that happiness leads to success and that success leads to happiness. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, this is so big. This is such a big one because, you know, I even remember as early as grade school, you know, being taught and conditioned that, oh, you someday when you have a good job and a family and your own house with the white picket fence and all of these things, that you're going to be happy, you know, and we're taught that these things lead to happiness when really the truth is You can't enjoy all those things or even reach the success that leads to them without being healthy within your soul and happy within your heart. And so, you know, a lot of the big executives that end up crashing and burning, it's a great example. You know, they grind and grind and grind until they reach the top, but they're miserable the whole way. And then they have a breakdown, you know, and it's funny. I write about this in my book. It happened to me when I was in my late 20s and early 30s. I had a corporate job and I was doing really well and I'd worked my way up, but I was miserable and I just crashed and burned. And, you know, thinking back, if I had flip-flopped that and really made my own happiness a priority, it would have led to even more success and probably, you know, at that point, up to a higher level in my career, although I'm so grateful now that I didn't stay in what I was doing. But, you know, I talk about Richard Branson in the book. If you really read about him and look at what he does, he puts happiness first. This is a guy who knows how to live and knows how to seek joy and then create it and make it happen. And it's his priority, and it's his priority for his employees as well. And so if you look at the way he lives his life, you will see why it has led to such great success for him. He finds joy in everything he does. And so the real key is if you're unhappy in your job, if you're unhappy with what you're doing primarily in your life, it doesn't necessarily have to be a job because, you know, I know stay-at-home moms, which basically is a full-time job, who feel, you know, emptiness in their life. Focus on your happiness. Shift your priorities a bit. Do things along the lines of self-care, you know, exercise, changing your diet if you need to change your diet, especially if you are middle-aged. For middle-aged women, and I don't even like that term middle-aged, but it's true, you know, when you get into your 40s, 50s, your metabolism starts changing, and so does your body chemistry. And it does require changes in diet and habits and exercise in order to maintain what you had when you were younger. Isn't that true, Linda?
Oh, so true. As I just hit 55, and I am shifting that, as you and I talked about right before we came on the air, we have to.
Yes, it's important. And so focusing on giving yourself a chance to make those shifts that are going to help you feel better and bring you more joy, focusing on more time with family and friends. You know, I always tell people that are working in these amazing careers, you can work less and be even more successful than you are. You know, working 100 hours a week does not equate to success. There are many very successful people who are also happy that work 40 hours a week and they make even more money now and they're more successful now than they were when they were grinding and working overtime all the time. So it's really about prioritizing happiness. First of all, think about this. The reason we want to be successful is to be happy, right? But the amazing thing is we can be happy first without all that.
And it helps us redefine what, I think once we get to that point too, it helps us redefine what success really is for us, not what the world told us it should be.
Well,
but we have
right.
to get to the happy first to be able to see that.
That it is so true. And, you know, something else I'll mention, which is really interesting, and I touch on this in the book as well, the same goes with weight loss. So it's amazing to me. So, you know, my mom has struggled with her weight my whole life. I've seen it. And I know the pain that goes with that kind of a struggle. And, you know, I've struggled a little bit with it on and off. But, you know, not like my mom and people that she has connected with that have those kinds of imbalances and trouble with it. But what I've also realized in working with my mom and coaching clients, and also with my own struggle with it, is that when you focus on happiness first, instead of when I lose the weight, I'll be happy, it's amazing how much easier it is to get healthy and get to a healthy weight.
Yeah, because everything's done with a different energy and intention than I have to do this because I got to lose weight, so then one day I'll be happy. When if you just shift it and reverse it, it shifts everything. Because I've been where in that struggle also about with weight and healthy eating habits, mostly healthy eating habits.
Yeah, I mean, it goes with both. You know, in the book, I talk about there's a simple question you can ask yourself before making any choice in life, and it really applies to food choices in a fabulous way, and that's, is this choice I'm about to make in alignment with my heart's true desires for my life?
Mm, that's beautiful.
It's such a Oh, it's beautiful. It's a powerful question. And you know, I really try and base my eating on that. And, you know, sometimes the cupcake is absolutely in alignment with your heart's true desires for your life, right?
Exactly.
But in general, our true desires for our life is to feel healthy and feel energetic and feel joyful. And there are foods and food choices that support that. And so when you pause before each choice, and this goes for big life choices too, and just say, is this choice I'm making in alignment with my true desires for my life, my heart's true desires for my life, and the big picture? It makes it so much easier to kick the bad habits and to say no to the junk.
Exactly. And it's so funny as you're saying this, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. So I have them ask a question. It's a little bit more goal-oriented because it's business, but it's similar. It just says, is that this choice bringing me closer to my goal or further away? Because that choice you're about to make only has one or two options, right? It's bringing them closer. So it even can be, that question that you just offered can also be asked in business, in life, in your relationships. It's, you can tie it to any area of your life, not just the happiness, not just the weight. It's a powerful question to tap into.
That's right. That's right. Is this choice I'm about to make in alignment for my heart's true desire for my life? It really is such a beautiful guide.
I and love it.
You can even use it as a journal question too. Yeah.
Yeah. I like your version because I love the heart mention, right? So I love that you're bringing them back into their heart and out of their head.
Well, that's right. You know, it's funny. I just posted a quote a couple of days ago on my personal Facebook page, and I think it's an anonymous quote, but I loved it. And it's along the lines of, if you want to know where your heart is, if you want to know where your heart is, where does your mind go when it wanders? I think that's what it is.
It is that. That is. I don't know who it, I'm not sure who said it also, but it's so true, isn't it though?
It is so true. You know, sometimes if you just close your eyes and allow your mind to freely wander, it will always wander to where your heart is. Isn't that great?
That's what I love, though. That's when you know where you are being led. If you pay attention, anyway, you have to pay attention.
That's the key. It's pay attention to your life. Pay attention to what your heart's telling you. Pay attention to the signs. Pay attention when the green juice is called learn to let go.
That one, I mean, I love, I get signs like that all the time, and I love when it comes, it's like, now I listen. Right? But what a gift you received that day. So we just
mentioned. Oh my gosh, it was just great.
Yeah, I love when stuff like that happens. So we just spoke about entrepreneurs, and what's your advice for busy entrepreneurs? Because I know I have a lot of listeners who follow the show. What's your advice for them for reprioritizing so they can not only be happier, but also use that to their advantage when it comes to creating more career and business success?
Well, that's a great question, because I work with a lot of entrepreneurs myself, and I think there are more and more of us in today's world. I'm not sure what the statistics are, but more and more people are working from home for themselves or starting their own businesses, which I think is a beautiful thing. And I love that in general, we're sort of getting away from the 40-hour work week, you know, behind a cubicle and getting a little more creative about it. And there are a lot of companies that are even allowing people to telework now from home one or two days a week, which is so great. But for entrepreneurs, the number one thing I would say, and I speak about this in the book, and I have a free ebook about this on my website, is to first look at your mornings. Look at the way you're living your mornings, because as entrepreneurs, it's so tempting to wake up and before you even get out of bed to check your emails and your social media on your phone before you've even had a glass of water or your coffee or tea, and then, you know, jump right into work. If you find yourself working or checking your computer before you've even had a few little morning practices to center yourself and nourish your body and set your intentions for the day, you are doing yourself a disservice. As entrepreneurs, we need to start our days off the right way. And the most successful people in the world know this. If you Google morning practices of successful people, you will find so much information out there and great tips on practices you can do. So look at your mornings. And in Operation Happiness, my book, I guide you through a whole section of how to change your mornings for more success and more happiness. And if you just change that first hour of your day to be more supportive emotionally and physically and mentally, you will bring your A game so much more often than you do if you wake up in a hectic environment, checking your emails, doing things that are draining, and just kind of starting the day off without even having a little bit of time to get centered. So give yourself the gift of that first hour to focus on your health and your spiritual fitness. It makes all the difference.
That was a big one for me. I was one of those people that my eyes weren't even open, and I was checking like, oh my God, but what if they need me? And now I don't look at my email. I usually only check it now once a day. I still struggle in the morning to just ground center. Recently, I started going to the gym, so I'm there when they open at 4 because I get up early. But that was a big one for me, the mornings, the early mornings.
Yes. Yes, it's a big one. It will change your life.
It will change your business because when I started paying attention to my mornings and my energy and everything the last 5 years, my business continually grew substantially. And I know it comes down to the energy and intent of how I start my day. That was the first shift I had to make internally. Full transparency, I sometimes fall back. If I'm in the midst of a launch, I have to give myself leeway. But I always go right back to my morning routine. And I have a gratitude practice and, like I have my angel cards, different things. Depends on what mood I'm in. But I always now, 90% of the time, that morning ritual is everything to me.
It's everything. It makes such a huge difference in, you know, not just in your personal life, but in your business and in the success of your business. And, you know as well as I do, and of course many of the people listening know, that energy is contagious. And so you don't want to be jumping on the phone with clients or trying to coach clients or going to meetings without the best possible energy that you can bring. And so having practices in the morning that put you in an amazing place and get you into that joyful, positive energy, people are going to feel that when they're talking to you. People are even going to sense it through your emails. I don't know how that works, but isn't it strange how you can sense sometimes people's energy through their emails?
Yeah, you can tell if they're scattered, if they're rushed, if they're angry, yes, I can. I'm an empath, so I can tap right in. And Christian,
absolutely.
When we come back from our last break, I want you to share any other tips for entrepreneurs that you can think of, because I believe entrepreneurs are here changing the world. So I want them to be successful. So any tips aside from this powerful morning one that you shared, I invite you to share after our break. And I'll be back in a moment with Christy Ling, author of Operation Happiness. You can learn more at ChristyLing.com, and you can buy Operation Happiness wherever books and audiobooks are sold. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelley Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece Holistic Practice Building Kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to, She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Christy Ling, happiness strategist, internationally known life and business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. And we're speaking today all about happiness. So, Christy, you know I'm with you on this about this morning routine for entrepreneurs. And again, I want to say this is not just for entrepreneurs, it's for everyone, right? But especially for entrepreneurs, because I believe everyone should have a morning practice to set the intention for their day. Are there any other tips, Christy, that can help entrepreneurs reprioritize?
Absolutely. One of my favorites to share is to stop striving for perfection. And that is such a big one. And I love what you said before we went through the break about how sometimes you fall off that track, especially in the middle of a launch or whatever you're doing, but you always know how to get back on the track and that you are okay with that. You give yourself permission for that. That is so important, because the worst thing we do, especially as women, is beat ourselves up for not being perfect, for falling off track. And that only just puts you in a cycle of low energy and really not returning to the positive, great state that we all want to be in as quickly as possible. So if when we stop striving to be so perfect and give ourselves permission to fall off the track every now and then and even completely derail for a little while, which happens, give yourself permission to be in that place and be kind and gentle with yourself and then say, okay, well, I fell off track a little bit there, or this awful thing happened, but I have the tools and the knowledge to know that, you know, in time, whether it's an hour or a few days or a few weeks or months even, that I will get back on track. And just be gentle with your soul, because the worst thing we can do is beat ourselves up for not being perfect on top of whatever it is we're going through. So that's a big one. And it's so hard to let go of perfection for so many of us, because we just want everything to be right and we want to serve the world in the best way we can. But none of us is perfect, you know, and so that's a real big one.
Oh, it's a very big one. And like you said, a lot of entrepreneurs, they get trapped in it. I was there. I used to judge everything that I did, right down to the micro dot. Now I launch things or I birth things and just I set it out to the world with the intention behind it. But I let go of perfection. I had to. It was costing me too much.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
And I mean, a small example, but a really good example that you might be able to relate to, anyone listening can probably relate, is in the early stages of my business, you know, I did everything myself. I set up the email newsletters. I would set up everything, and it took so much time and energy. And then I would work really hard on it, and I would send out a newsletter. And if there was one typo in it, I would beat myself up so much. I would feel so awful about it. It would ruin my afternoon. I'd be so upset. Instead of focusing on the message and the content and what was good about it, I would drive myself crazy with these typos. And finally, one day I realized how silly it was to waste all that energy and that nobody is perfect. And that if we really obsessed too much about being perfect, that we'll never get anything done, right? Whether it's an online course or an email or a speech, you know, if you focus on perfection, you'll lose the message. And it's not that we shouldn't try not to have typos. I mean, typos still drive me a little bananas, but I let them go if they happen. It happens no matter how hard we try. You know, even some of the best books that have ever been written in history, bestsellers, have a typo in them. So, you know, it's just letting go of that perfection so that you can focus on what you want to achieve and the overall goodness of your message.
Oh, so true. It's a powerful one that shifts your energy. And I got to tell you, it's not easy to live with someone that's a perfectionist, right? Because they're always in that anxious energy. And I had a client who was in crisis. And so when we got on the call, she's like, you know, about her launch. And I said, I just listened to her energy. And I said, how's this serving you? She goes, what? I said, this desire for perfection. She goes, it's costing me my sanity, affecting my relationship, and of course my whole team is about to walk away. I said, how's it, you know, again, how's it working for you? And nice. She said, it's not. I said, then the choice is yours. Right? It's like, right. You can't keep doing the same thing. But because I named it and called it out, she was able to sit with it for a little while and go, whoa, no wonder I've been fighting with my spouse more. No wonder my team is frustrated. Perfection is insidious, and it can poison a lot more than the project that you're working on.
Oh, it really is. And it can also blind you from seeing areas in your life where you could grow or improve. And that's huge. You know, it's funny, letting go of perfection also helped me let go of seeing myself with blinders on. I see myself so much more clearly now, even in my relationship that I'm in. You know, I have grown to the point where if I screw something up, right away I see it and I feel it. And I can go to him and say, you know what, I really screwed that up and I'm so sorry. And I don't feel awful about the situation because I'm able to change the energy by owning my imperfection and saying, hey, I'm sorry, I screwed that up. And it's amazing how that can shift your relationships in your life. Being able to see yourself without blinders on and kind of own your own stuff, as I like to say. And that's part of letting go of perfectionism also, because when we are perfectionists, we don't always want to admit that we're wrong.
Because I've been there.
So, yeah, I mean, there are so many things that go along with it, and I talk about quite a few in the book, but I mean, I know there are people listening right now that are nodding their heads going, oh yeah, I've been there. I know what you mean. So it's true.
It's all of us, I think, Christy. We can relate to everything that you're sharing today. We have a couple minutes left, so I want to ask you, do you think some people are just naturally happy, right? Like, are there some people just born with that energy? Because, you know, we've all met someone in our life like, oh my God, every time I see her, she's happy.
Well, I think that's a great question, and I actually touch on this in my TEDx talk as well. So I believe in my heart that we're all born happy. And that as we get older, out of early childhood, we start losing it because we, you know, the world basically comes at us from every direction, and we are hit with so much responsibility and so much to learn and so much different energy from different things happening in the world that, you know, by the time we reach our teens, we kind of lose that natural happiness, that natural state of happiness that we're born with. And so retraining ourselves to be able to return to that natural state of happiness that I think is within everybody is part of the skill of happiness. And, you know, and that being said, I also think that there are people who have trained themselves, whether by accident or on purpose, to naturally be happy a lot of the time. And we all know those people who seem to always have a glow and always have great things happening in their life and always seem to be happy. And, you know, some people have been lucky and trained themselves to be that way and learn the skill of happiness all, you know, without really doing it too deliberately because of the way their life has gone. But what I wanted to say with my book and my message is that you can train yourself to be naturally happy overall. Isn't that great news?
Oh,
science has proved it.
It's powerful because, again, it's empowering us as individuals.
That's right. We are in charge of our own happiness, and we can take the time to retrain ourselves to be one of those naturally happy people. And it doesn't mean you're happy 24/7, but you can train yourself to be naturally happy overall in your life. And, you know, I wanted to guide through people through that in the book. And sometimes it can take a while. I mean, it was a several year journey for me, but when I wrote the book, I wanted to save people time. So hopefully, if you follow the steps, you can do it in a shorter amount of time. But part of it is about retraining your brain. Part of it is about creating new habits. And part of it is about changing your outlook. And it's all there for you when you're ready to embrace it.
I just love it. I just love knowing that someone is listening right now that might have believed that happiness is outside of her reach and is right now just listening and saying, I can do this. You know, give me the tools.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grab Christy's book, Operation Happiness, watch her TEDx talk, because you don't have to do this alone, right? As Christy and I shared, we both suffered from anxiety and depression at one time or another in our lives. For me, it was the first probably 22 years of my life. And so I know the darkness and I know the light, right? I know the joy and happiness that is there, but you have to take inspired action. So, Christy, thank you so much for joining me and for this conversation, but for also writing a book that can really change people's lives.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, and I always love talking with you, Linda. This has been great.
I've enjoyed it. So, everyone, I invite you to go to ChristyLing.com, learn more about Christy, grab a copy of her book, Operation Happiness, and I'm sure you can access her TEDx talk right from there. So until next time, choose joy, choose love, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.